Thank you very much, Victoria. Roy in Peterborough, Dave, would like to know a bit about your submersible thing that you talked about. And he says, can it be used without a pilot for a long period of time? For instance, unlike the vessel that was used to search for the wreck of the Titanic?
Yeah, definitely. You couldn't have a person in it because the amount of energy you need to keep a person going, you need to keep them warm, you need to give them lots of oxygen, would be far more than the amount of energy it could generate. So the idea is you have little tiny computer-controlled things which can just travel through the ocean all over the place. In fact, the biggest limitation on it is the amount of power it can use because it can't generate very much, so you'd have fairly not very power-hungry sensors.
Thank you, Dave. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Vic. Coming up, we'll be finding out about 3D television and also how we are going to take absolutely years to repay the carbon debt to the world of all these fuels we're burning off. That's with Mark Peplow. He's coming up in a second. And if you'd like to ask us any questions about anything science, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com.